The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like $1 million,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
I missed you.
I missed you, too. And I had FOMO when I watched you doing things. And you were with your friend Nicole, right?
Yes. Who and you I hung out with at
the I love Nicole. She's such a cool chick. And I was like, oh, my God. So I have an idea. Let's do a live podcast from Mexico.
I'm down. I feel like I had so much fun there. The whole time I was thinking, Tam would love to do these things too.
I know. I was dying laughing.
At the awful workout.
Okay. Eddie goes, is Teddy not athletic? He asked me that.
You have
And I said, why did you ask? He goes, I was just watching her video. And I said, I think they were harder than what they looked.
It was so hard. Like, we couldn't even, because you have to remember, the guy is pulling on the ropes while we're on aqua mats. So we're being shaken
okay, we didn't
on
see that.
Water.
I didn't see that.
And we're like this, trying. I mean, it was a whole hot mess express. But I loved doing the workout so much. I did it 2 days. We had so much fun. And then, but it was like the perfect amount of time. Because then you come
How long
home,
were you gone? Like 5 days?
Four nights.
Okay.
And
then,
it was,
and then Edwin left early, right?
Edwin had to leave. Well, I mean,
get
he didn't
to work.
Have to. He, his entire team, like his top team, won the experience of going to the Janie's Fun event, which is the Grammys event, where Miley Cyrus was supposed to perform, but then she got COVID. So then it ended up being Jessie J and what's Aerosmith's name?
Steven Tyler. That's it.
You know, no one's going to ask us to do music trivia. I can assure you on that.
No, I am the worst. You should be the best at that with your dad.
Why? No,
because your dad, you grew up in that industry.
Your parents are super into, like when your parents are super musical and you're not, you kind of just pull away from that.
So do you really feel like you have no musical bone in your body?
Correct. Like, I love to sing. I'm not good at it, but I have
But
to
I hear your morning song.
Is that just my baby dove?
Yeah, I mean, I hear it every morning.
I know. No,
that's it.
What I miss with you?
Well, we celebrated Eddie's 49th birthday, and I can't tell you how happy I am that in one more year he's going to be in the same decade as me, because you know, saying that I'm 54 and he's 49 just feels. So like there's such a huge gap, 5 years. But when he gets into his 50s, so I just say he's 50 now. I go, babe, we're just going to round it off. So we had
we're in our 50s.
Yeah, we had some couples over. Eddie's like, well, wait, you're not inviting Teddy and Edwin? I go, they're in Mexico, babe. He's like, okay. So we had a few couples over at the house. We had fun. I was having like a, I don't know, maybe like a hormonal shit day. Like I felt like I was sad. I just wanted to cry. And I'm, you know how it is when you have something at your house, you have to prep and blah, 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 whatever. And by the 5 o'clock, I'm getting ready. I'm crying. He's like, what's wrong with you? I go, I don't know. And I'm thinking in my head, don't drink tonight. Don't drink because your mood is not, you know, not good, it's not, right?
Right.
Well, 10 shots of tequila later. Yeah, I blame my friend Jacqueline, who brings two bottles of 1942. And I mean, I appreciate it, but drank. I was out by 9 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, I took my clothes off, put sweats on. That's when Eddie's like, oh shit, she's out. Tequila Tamara's out. And Tamara's out. And evidently I was groping people and kissing people. I'm a very happy, fun loving drunk.
That's good for you.
Well, this is where it went sideways.
Not great for me when we're together though.
I know, because I mean, I've already licked your face the first time I met you, right? So this is where it got weird. I woke up at like midnight.
No.
I'm in bed, I'm in sweats, and I'm fully drenched. And I had that moment where, holy shit, have I pissed myself? Is that what it's gotten to? Well, no, thank God. Evidently, there was a bottle of water next to me, and I went to drink it laying down, and it just poured all over me. That's how drunk I was.
Hold on. Are you somebody who, after you've been drunk, you're okay doing like a recap of the night before? I don't hear any part about it.
No.
Just say you're fine. There's nothing to worry about.
No. I actually, okay, I'm going to show it. I have a picture that my assistant sent me.
No.
It's not cute. And he had video. And I said, do not show me the video. I don't want to see the video.
I do not want to relive that bad behavior. And also, it takes like a certain kind of person that really wants to recap it. Like my husband likes to recap the bad behavior. And I don't need to do that too. When you are, you know, crazy blade.
Eddie loves to recap the behavior. Tommy, my assistant, sent me that. I'm like, do not send me anything else. And then my girlfriend Shelly's like, oh my God, I got video of you. And I'm like,
no.
She gets it. She's like, I'm going to be a good friend. I'm going to delete it. I'm not going to show it. Then Eddie starts sprinkling like, you said this and you did that. And I'm like, no, no. And then evidently I was touching balls.
Whose balls?
I don't know. And I don't want to know. But my good friend Michelle told me, Eddie at one point said, babe, you can't touch people's private parts. It was a good night. So we, I got to meet my mom's new boyfriend.
Oh, that night you did?
Yes.
I'm sure he was impressed.
So, oh yeah, I'm sure he was, because evidently I was asking them if they bone. I'm like, have you guys boned? What? I mean, I am the most loving, obnoxious drunk. I mean, I can do two shots of tequila. I'm good. Anything more than that, I'm blackout, stupid drunk. So I met him. I'm sure it was a great impression.
I'm sure he's really excited, really good, to really get into the family. Do they bone though?
Well, I don't remember the answer, but
could you maybe have Eddie sprinkle that bit of information?
I know. I need to find out. And, you know, because she lives not inside our house, but outside of her house in the casita. I saw him come in yesterday. And I'm like, oh, now so I don't know what's going on.
That's
there.
A good thing.
It's a good thing. It's a good
but
thing.
But also slightly gag reflex. Gag reflex to our family.
Yeah. I don't want to really think or see my mom bone ever. And my daughter's bedroom's above the casita. So I'm like, if grandma starts getting wild in there, just put your earplugs in, please.
Quiet, Grams. I know. So are you thirsty Thursday today or not thirsty Thursday?
I'm a little hydrated.
Oh, you are hydrated. See, I made a promise to myself that I was not going to be thirsty Thursday until next Thursday after my Mexico consistent straight amount of too much. You know, like after it's been a week, you're like, you know what? I need to just check myself. Well, so I'm going to give myself a little
week. I said that after Saturday night's, you know, shenanigans.
Yeah.
But it's thirsty Thursday. It's thirsty Thursday.
I know. Well, next week I'll be coming in hot.
I know. So my my daughter started her new job, which was oddly weird but exciting. It only means it makes my life more difficult because she doesn't have a driver, like her full blown driver's license yet. So I have to drive her. Thank God it's only like 2 miles away. So it's not that bad. But then I've had several friends reach out to me to let me know that casting for Real Housewives of Orange County has contacted them. It's a weird thing.
Hold on. Your friends?
My friends. My friends. So they're casting. They're in the very beginning of casting. It usually takes, you know, I always tell my girlfriends, listen, don't get too excited. This is what happens. They have casting calls. They cast. I mean, they talk to thousands, right. Wouldn't you say? Thousands of girls?
I mean, at least hundreds. But I think sometimes they recycle them and will bring them back multiple times. Like maybe that person didn't work for this season, but we're going to try her for this right. season.
But these are girlfriends of mine that one hadn't been on air. I mean, she filmed with me like 5 years ago, but it never aired. So she's like, why are they calling me? And I'm like, I have no idea. So,
well, they need to do something because I mean, I know we're going to talk about it later, but that episode last night, like actually made me sad.
Should we just jump right into Orange County?
I mean, I want to do Orange County first if we can, just because I just watched it. But before that, can we also talk about the Mount Rushmore of it all?
Oh.
Bethany stating on her podcast, if there was a Mount Rushmore of Housewives, it would be herself, Nene, LVP, and Teresa.
Okay.
First and foremost, who names herself? No,
I was going to say egotistical. Narcissist.
Who names, even if you think, even if you know with 100% certainty.
Let me tell you.
You are the Mount Rushmore Housewives. I need to know, please, Tamara, tell me you didn't say yourself on the podcast.
Okay, so I was just on Carlos King's podcast. He just started a podcast. He's amazing. He was a producer of Atlanta. So very looked up to. Everybody loves him. Great guy. So he asked me that question. And I'm like, no way in hell would I say my name. And I did say Bethany. I said, it has to be, and I'm trying to remember. I'm sorry if I don't say this right, but it was Vicky because Vicky started it all. So I feel like she deserves a spot up there. I feel like Nene, Bethany. I think I said Teresa and Kyle.
Yeah. I mean, here's the part that I find a little bit also strange is not only did Bethany not pick Kyle or Rinna, which are supposedly her friends.
Yeah.
She put herself. So the combo of this.
But does it really surprise you?
No, but it's actually, it's complete housewife, what you would expect from a housewife.
I mean, I agree with you 100%. I think that Bethany was a great housewife. And I feel like New York has suffered since she's been gone. But it's a little egotistical.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know what? Play it cool. Just if you're asked the question.
Okay. So you
let them say it.
You had to catch up on last week's episode and then this week's episode. And then we had Bronwyn on. I really wish that you could have been on with Bronwyn because so many people are sending me messages saying, oh my God, I've totally changed my mind about Bronwyn.
I mean, I feel like.
You didn't listen, did you? Oh my God, Teddy.
You know what? I was really booked up since I
got... Yes, doing tequila shots and falling off a raft.
I did not listen, but I am going to listen. But this is what I do need to say. Hearing even the clips from Bronwyn and seeing the situation with Noella, I think when you are the odd man out housewife, it is very hard for people to see you, for you.
Yes.
And then you start doing behaviors that maybe aren't suited to you. And that's where things just really start coming unhinged.
Yeah. I feel like she didn't get a fair shake on Orange County because she has a different lifestyle than you and I. And I feel like they really polarized that and they didn't really get into like who she is. Like the reason why I like Bronwyn is because she doesn't have a bad thing to say about anybody. So I know like, if she's not saying anything bad about anybody else, she's not saying anything bad about me. And I feel like that's like true friendship. Does she have a different lifestyle than me? 100%. But who am I to judge? She can do whatever she wants and whatever works for her. But she's at heart, she's a good person. And that's all I care about with anybody.
Yeah. I mean, I think where she got a lot of heat is just, it was so much in the media, which also you can say if you're choosing to try to, you know, the paparazzi shots and all those types of things.
Yeah.
At least she's hustling and at least people are taking the pictures and they're showing up.
Right.
You know, like I see both sides, but yeah. I promise I will listen by the time we talk next week.
But so also we can get more when somebody first starts out on the show, like they can take different avenues. They can be just like, okay, this is a job. I'm just doing my job, whatever. And then other people take it to another level. Like I'm hustling. This is my business. Like, you know, look at me, take pictures of me. I was never that person. Never, ever.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm doing a job and whatever. But at the end of the day, she's such a sweet person. Did she make mistakes in the show? 100%. But there's no rule book.
I also think being a housewife has evolved in the way that you can make full careers around being a housewife.
Yes.
I think when Orange County first started, when Beverly Hills first started, New York, any of the ones that have been around a long time, Instagram was not what it is today.
No,
it was
MySpace.
I mean, it was honestly the fact that housewives and even, you know, fired housewives make more money on Instagram than they make on the television show. So shows how much it changes.
Yeah.
Speaking
of Beverly Hills,
the trailer.
Trailer dropped today. Do you have thoughts? I watched it briefly, so I don't even have it in memory really, but it looked really good. And let me ask you a question. And does that bother you?
No. I think it looked good. And also watching some of the things go down, I felt relief.
You
like,
did.
Wow.
Okay. Yes, so you have a backstory and I know that you can't, I don't know, like you have friends on the show, so they have trust in you and they know that you're not going to repeat anything, but I really want you to preach it. That's what I want you to do.
Well, I mean, I'm going to open up as much as I possibly can, but where I think it hurts me if I was on the show right now, I can comment on what I'm watching.
Yeah.
But if I was actually on the show, I would hate to be a part of some of these conversations.
Oh my God. And then I would have to say, like, when Kathy Hilton is outside of the store that they're at and the doors are locked, and I think it was Lisa Rinna that had this just smirk, like.
It's the same Lisa Rinna smirk as when she caught Denise lying.
Oh, really?
Like if you could rewind the tape, there's this point where Lisa Rinna is sitting on the couch next to Denise Richards and like Denise gets caught up in her lie. And
yes,
Rinna like does that same. It's when I don't know what it is. I don't think she realizes she's doing it. I think some people realize when they're making a certain face.
Yeah.
And I think she generally like she gets caught up in thinking like she's watching the show at the moment.
Yes.
Like she's like, this is playing out as I'm watching it. But I mean, I think it's going to be a really hard season to watch.
Yeah.
I think it affects a lot of my friends. And I think it's going to be
a good
season.
Do you know more than you're leading on?
And yes. And as
I hate it.
I'm not going to give stuff away until each episode.
No.
Each episode, I will break down what I know. But leading into the trailer, I want people to be as excited about it as they are now. And I think the beauty of these trailers is it's absolutely nothing what you'd expect.
Well, Evolution did an amazing job on the trailer. They did such a good job. And I was dying. Like, I want to know more. I want to hear it. I want to watch it. Like, it was.
And also, there's a lot of housewives. So
there's what is it, 8?
I don't know. I mean,
the line's this big.
I mean, I don't even remember anything, but I can say, and you know, I know y'all tease me, but Kyle really nailed it with her like this and everybody else is doing the other poses on the side. I was like, you know what? That's my girl.
Well, Kyle knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Well, she's on Mount Rushmore.
She's on our Mount Rushmore. Okay. So
yeah,
but I promise you guys, I will share more tidbits as the episodes happen. I just don't want to give it away in advance because then that's no fun as we're watching.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to break and then we're going to jump into OC.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, friends, a surprise self-care package of beauty goodies landed at my door. And today I'm opening it with you. It's from L'Occitane. You probably know them from their iconic hand cream in the silver tube, but there's a lot more here. And today I have with me Juliana, an ambassador for L'Occitane, and she's going to lead us through this box. Hi, Juliana. Tell us about your journey with L'Occitane and about all these amazing skincare products.
Thank you. I am thrilled to be sharing these items with you. I think you're going to love them. But like you, I've kind of always known the label. But as I got to know L'Occitane as a brand, I realized there's just so much more to the story. So of course, we have an extensive line of skin and body care products, but they're all sustainably sourced ingredients since the beginning. So we know where they come from. The farm right to our lab in Provence to your skin at home. And we use high quality natural ingredients. This is all about using the power of nature your skincare. So let's start off with our number one serum. This is our Reset Overnight Oil and Serum. And if you wanted to have kind of a time machine, I know all of us are not getting those 8 hours of sleep. Who has time to sleep anymore? So this serum will actually, you know, target your skin overnight when skin renewal is most active using natural ingredients. And this has Immortelle essential oil to target those fine lines and wrinkles. We have Acmella oleracea, which is nature's Botox, ladies. I love that. And it also has marjoram, which leaves your skin looking radiant. And all you have to do is use it once overnight, right before your moisturizer, and you'll wake up to more radiant, rested looking skin. So you look like you got that good night's rest, even when, let's face it, we have not. And then we have an eye serum. So this is like the power duo for your skincare. This also has caffeine. So this will target that puffy area under your eyes. If you need that cup of cappuccino in the morning, you need that espresso. Sometimes your eyes do as well. So this will target those dark circles and also those fine lines as well. And it is the most luxurious texture, ladies. And then finally, I mean, L'Occitane is known for our shea butter. So shea butter, we sustainably source ours from Burkina Faso, West Africa. We have an amazing story about empowering women. We work with about 15,000 women in West Africa to get our shea butter. But our hand cream, I mean, everyone knows our hand creams. One is sold every 2 seconds around the world. So that kind of shows you the quality and the consistency. It melts into your skin. And I don't know about you ladies, but we're still washing our hands constantly. So you have that dry skin, that dehydrated skin on your hands. You can't pick anything up. It's just uncomfortable. So our hand cream, it melts into your skin. It becomes that amazing refresh. It repairs, nourishes, and protects your skin, but it doesn't leave your skin feeling greasy. That is the worst when it comes to hand cream. And shea butter is nature's ultimate beauty balm. So if you're looking for something for head to toe, we have products for that as well. We have the Cadillac of body care products as well, which really creates a shea shield on your skin to protect from natural aggressors. If you live in a city, I mean, this is going to be perfect to really protect your skin and have it looking soft and supple as we head into those summer months when we're showing our legs more. I'm not ready yet for that, but our skin will be just perfect and ready to be out in that summertime air.
Thank you, Juliana, for sharing with us today. I'm excited to give these all a try, and I'll be reporting back to you in the next few weeks to let you know how it goes. In the meantime, I invite you to explore all the skincare goodness L'Occitane has to offer. Choose one or more of their products and let me know which one you like the best. Go to L'Occitane.com, L-O-C-C-I-T-A-N-E. That's L'Occitane.com.
All right, so we're back. This week's episode of OC immediately starts with Noella apologizing to Heather, okay, saying she does not want to hurt her family. Heather feels that she's going through stuff, which is why she's let it go. She says her family life is more important.
But I don't understand that. Do you understand that? My family life is more important than your problems. I don't understand that. Is it because Noella is trying to say that she pushed a camera guy?
She's trying to say you put on camera that I pushed the camera guy.
Well, welcome to the Real Housewives of Orange County. Like, that's
right. But that's what where, hate to say it, but self-produced housewives are upset when somebody else starts producing the story.
Well, where there's smoke, there's fire. So
yeah. So, I mean, of course, we all heard those stories.
I heard the stories. I don't know what's true. I don't know Heather to be a physical person. She's never been physical with any production crew member, whatever you want to call it, ever that I ever saw. So
if it was that bad, she wouldn't be on the show.
No, anymore. And I also feel like they would have showed it. They would have had cameras on it.
But I can say there was one night in Provence, my hot mess night, where I said, like, and it was to like my favorite, it was to Laser, like something like,
I love Laser.
Like, where's my fucking phone charger? Something like that. Like, not even, like, I was just, yeah, and I got a talking to the next day. And I was like being silly.
I got a talking to too.
So if I got a talking to about where's my fucking phone charger, I can only imagine, yeah, if you pushed a cameraman, what that talking to is, which maybe is why she kind of seems like she has a stick up her ass ever since that episode.
I slapped an iPhone out of a producer's hand.
No.
Which, who I love, you know, we've had a love hate relationship throughout the years, but basically
an iPhone. Why? Well, so hold on. We need to know, was this after
we were on a break? We're on a break. Okay. So we're in Ireland and I'm on the bus, cameras are down. Heather insisted we go shopping, which I'm like, to me, I'm like, get this shit done. Let's go back to
the shopping.
I hate
on
it.
Camera.
I don't want to shop. Well, it wasn't even on camera. There's nothing in Iceland that I want. Oh. So long story short, Shannon tells me, and you guys all know this, where they're like, no wonder her daughter hates her. And so Shannon told me what Kelly had said. And I saw red. That's all I saw. Cameras were down. We're in the store. Heather's in the dressing room trying something on. And I go up to Kelly and I grab her by the shoulders. And I'm like, what the like, why would you say that? Da, 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 da. And I push her. Like, I mean, I got physical. I was mad. And
so let's please note, while we're talking about people being physical, it's not a full judgment here because Tam herself.
So I didn't punch anybody, I didn't slap anybody, I didn't hit anybody. I just grabbed somebody. Other. I'm like, Kelly, me and Kelly now joke about it. And so when I walked by him, I went, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't drop the phone. I just kind of smacked his hand and that was like frowned upon. I'm like, I get it. I was bad. I was emotional. Don't talk about my freaking children. End of story. And that was it.
I mean, we've all had some bad behavior.
Yes. But
our main point is Heather then takes such a dramatic turn. Go ahead.
Say what you're going to say.
I'm scared. I don't want to get the text afterwards from you yet giving me a tongue lashing.
Okay.
For what I'm about to say.
Say it. Just say it. All right. It's your opinion. And we've said a million times, you're only as good as this week's episode. We're not judging you on your I don't know, your character. Just what we see on reality TV. That's it.
This is what I don't enjoy about watching Heather. And I get that there's the same parallel when you watch Beverly Hills when it was the Fox Force 5 or whatever it was. But I don't like how it's seems like everybody's doing things to appease Heather. And then if you have anything you're going to say, everyone's upset.
Oh, you mean you don't like that everybody's up Heather's ass?
Yes. And I think
I don't like it either.
I actually was dying at the part where Emily was saying that Jen just repeats everything that Heather says. And then the editors were so
like
great.
Parrot. They did a great job. And it's true. And I felt like that was like, I don't know if she was fed those lines or what, but she was on it 100%.
She was right. And
she was right.
And then it gets to the point where Heather says that she's a liar and a thirsty girl. And
but my thing is, why is Heather so mad about this? Well, she keeps bringing it up. It's like Noella didn't bring it up. Heather brought it up. So,
but then also if Heather wanted this to go away, maybe try being a little bit kind or nice to Noella instead of treating her like gum on the bottom of her shirt.
Okay, so right now, like, you know what? I'm not a huge Noella fan by any means. However, you have to have sympathy for somebody that just lost their father, is going through a divorce, is going through all these things. Like, you have to have the sympathy gene in you. And none of them, other than Shannon, have that. Like, it is like mean girls versus sad girls to me at this point.
I think where it's hard is when you have been on the Housewives for a while and you have a real set friend group, people have built up their relationships with each other so that they can. Well, not even an alliance, but they've built up the fact of like a tolerance for how much you can talk about something.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds harsh, but they're probably talking about it way more than it's being shown.
Yes.
And so I think that's what we're seeing. They're all at like wit's end. We've already talked about this a million times. But to us as viewers, it's like, be nice to this poor girl. Like, this girl is breaking, like, she's having breakdowns.
I know.
Multiple.
I know. And the thing is like, if they would just be nice to her and embrace her, the entire viewers would be like, this girl's an asshole. But because the fact that they're attacking her and going after her, and Heather's so concerned that she said she slapped a cameraman or pushed a cameraman or slammed a cameraman, whatever it is like disturbing.
And I have to say, I like Shannon this episode.
Oh, me too.
I like Shannon this episode.
The last two episodes, they are making Shannon look like a victim. And in fact, Shannon, the one thing I will have to say about Shannon is she does have a big heart. She does.
Yeah.
So when she
was, I don't know if I would say the word victim. I think they're making Shannon look like she's empathetic.
Yes.
Which
You're right.
Which I think is key because no one else is showing empathy.
Yeah. And if I have to hear about Emily's vagina in one more episode, I'm going to die.
Emily's vagina.
She talks about her vagina all the time. She gets off the bus. She's like, I'm drunk and my vagina's wet. And I'm like, oh my God. And now she's like, my vagina's getting, I'm like, oh, stop talking about your vagina.
Well, I was kind of sick of hearing Gina talk about the chicken salad. We got to joke the first 42 times.
I know.
Gina.
I don't know.
This is where I'm a little bit confused is the disdain between Gina and Noella. I'm assuming it's for Heather. Gina is doing that for Heather because
Gina's doing everything for Heather. Even the jacket on the shoulder is for Heather because that's how Heather's been for the last 5 years. So now Gina is like with her jacket on her shoulder. I'm like, oh my God, stop with that. Stop. But I would have to say the all-time low of this episode, the all-time low, and I can't even blame it on the producers because it's all they had, was the fight with Gina and Noella because she didn't know who Tatiana was.
I'm sorry. I didn't know who Tatiana was. And I watched the show before where they said Tatiana's house like 5 times.
Right.
I had to, when this all came up, I had to Google, who's Tatiana? I'm sorry. If you're filming a television show and you meet somebody one time that's not on the show, it's not like in real life.
Right.
Like if I were to meet your best friend tomorrow,
right,
like if I forgot Tommy's name,
right,
after going to dinner with him, not on camera, I'm an asshole.
But the thing is, it was so stupid and it was so drug, like she drug it out then for what, 5 minutes? Like, she's my best friend. How could you not know her? And, you know, how do you not know Todd? You have to know things about my life to be in my life. And I'm like, wait, bitch, you just said that you don't really have anything in common with Noella and you don't like Noella. So why are you shocked that she didn't know who your best friend was?
Right. But then she couldn't remember Noella's friend's name.
Yeah.
And called her the wrong. It didn't even make sense. No one cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about Tatiana. They don't know who Tatiana is.
I think she was overserved, which we all get.
Well, you think. Did you hear what she said when Shannon said to her, listen, her father just died. And she goes, shit happens.
I mean,
really? Your dad dies? Shit happens? Like, that's fucked up. Sorry.
I think she had to do liquid courage because she got the talking to that she needed to do something. And then her liquid courage.
Yeah.
She's not probably the happy kissing type drunk. She's probably the mean. And, you know, I can be both.
Yeah.
So
I think there's two things we need to talk about. One, Noella's breakdown at the creek.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
I don't mean to laugh either, but I want to laugh. But I'm like, wait, what? Like, that was, to me, that was so, like, for the cameras. And I hate that.
Well, no, my first question is, before we even get to the creek, we have to go pre-creek, which is Noella, the editor, showing that she's drinking the Bloody Mary, of course. And then, as once again, they're showing Noella speaking to somebody who's
Kenny.
Not on the show.
That's Kenny.
Right.
And I got to call bullshit to that conversation because she's like, she said, my karma is coming at me right now. My son has autism. Heather has never said anything about her son having autism. Like, don't milk it.
No, but she didn't. You could take it however you want, though, because she did say the karma is coming back on you for you.
Yeah.
So however Noelle, whatever struggles Noelle is going with in her life, she can take that as back. And who knows what Heather was actually referring to.
Do you know what confuses me is that Noella keeps saying, like, I miss my child. She's got two kids.
I'm guessing they're not letting her talk because her daughter isn't able to be on the show.
Well, her daughter doesn't. I think her daughter lives with the father.
Well, I can tell you this from, you know, Isabella is my amazing, amazing, you know, stepdaughter, bonus daughter.
Yeah.
Because out of respect to her mom, she wasn't on Beverly Hills.
You mean her mom wouldn't sign?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we had a nice conversation about it, but they're not in the public eye. She didn't want that for her. Okay. And we respected that.
Yeah.
But they never showed me talking about her.
Yeah.
Because of course I wouldn't leave her out of conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say, like, my kids, like, I don't know. I mean, my kids weren't on the show for many, many, many years after I got divorced. And I always referred to as my kids. So I don't know. It just kind of feels weird. But that whole breakdown, my father would have loved this, just felt a little weird because didn't she say multiple times and not dismissing the fact that her dad died? And I know that's going to be hard on every level, but she didn't have a relationship with him. So that's what's a little confusing to me.
I think she's probably... I think
milking
she's
it for feeling, the cameras.
Well, I think she's lonely as hell. I think she's out there on an island by herself. I think she's not relating with anybody. I think it's the first time she's had cameras really on her.
Yeah.
I get that she was in the Will Smith video at 15, but I think it's just overwhelming her. I think she probably drank in bed and then they had to get her to do something while the others went through whatever they did.
So, I mean, there's nothing worse. I will have to say there's nothing worse where you're all by yourself and you have to shoot a scene. You can't talk to anybody. You're just standing there and you're trying to make it entertaining. So why not just be like, I don't know. I personally probably would not do it, but it's kind of weird.
I mean, you were in a tree once.
I was very drunk and I was very sad. Okay.
Hello. What can we say about Noella right now?
I know. Listen, I'm giving Noella like.
If Noella had a friend.
Yeah.
One friend. Here's the thing. And this also, did you notice Heather at the end of the episode where she goes, Shannon Bedore is walking
over. Oh, yes. Yes.
It's like Shannon's, and because Shannon's not even, by the way, Shannon is not stirring.
No, she's Shannon actually is not.
Just
Shannon,
being nice.
No, Shannon's being nice. Shannon's being relatable. Shannon's being really good. You know, Shannon and I are on best terms right now, but I can honestly say like Shannon's being a good person.
Yeah.
She's not being an asshole. And I feel like the other three, like, did you notice when after Gina had her whole like, I can't believe you don't know who Todd is. And then she walks off. Who followed her? Emily and Heather.
Yeah.
Emily and Heather. Like, and it's like, oh.
And by the way, I'm okay to just not really see Jen ever again.
Jen needs to go. Jen needs to go. Bye, Jen.
Bye, Jen.
I think she's a lovely person. I just feel like she's not cut out for reality TV. And can I vent on one more thing?
Yes.
And only I would pick up on this because I filmed for 12 years. Why does Heather have to be the first one in a door, out the door, first one, always? Oh,
because that's the look they're going to show the most, obviously. So this is a little housewife insider. So one of my least favorite parts of the job was they'd always have to film you getting in and out of the car. But sometimes you arrive at the same time. Yeah. Sometimes you arrive at different times. They pick who comes and goes, and then you have to walk in. But they don't always show everybody arriving, but they always show the first person that arrives or walks in the door. So she wants to make sure that her look is being seen and that she's shown in every single scene.
Yes. Yes. That to me, like I know personally, if Vicky was there, she'd be like, get to the back of the line. She would not put up with it. I personally don't really care too much about it, but I've noticed like every time, like if it's a jet, if it's a party, Heather has to be the first one.
Yeah, I can say this about Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills may have aesthetically fancier type things, but no one ever was like that.
How do you feel like if Heather went to Beverly Hills, how she would hold up there?
Oh, no one's going to kiss her ass. She's not going to know what to do with herself.
Yeah.
I think there's a different level of... Also, one, people say, but there's no like top dog on Beverly Hills.
Yeah. And I feel like there's a top dog.
Even though Kyle is the glue that holds everyone together and the comic relief and all of those types of things, Kyle doesn't act that way. She doesn't make people feel
not at all.
Or that they have to kiss up to her.
And that's what I love about her. She's just so real. So to me, like that would be a little frustrating. Like trust me, I would tell Heather this to her face. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
So it's not anything that is a secret or I'm bad mouthing. I'm like, no, there's.
Yeah. I mean, and also as a seasoned housewife, and if there's new people coming in, there's certain things that you can tell them. Like I remember being told when I first started, hey, Teddy, you know, I forget what the first time we went on a jet was, where we were going, but they said, dress up. And I was like, why? And they go, they always use the jet entrance as in the promo.
So they had your back.
So everybody had each other's back, regardless of how bad we were fighting. If someone had food in their teeth, they got it.
Well,
they
would tell you know, that's the difference between Beverly Hills and so many other housewife shows. And that's what makes them so successful is that they can argue, but they can still be friends. It's not like three against three all the time. Yeah. Like, you know, I don't know. I think we should end it with Shannon's costumes that it's kind of getting old. Every single season, she's got a costume. She's got to come in with, I don't know, a bandana or a bear costume or a naked costume. Like, it's all every single season. And I'm like, okay, okay. It was, it's but one of those things that, like, it was funny the first three times you did it, but now the next three times, not so funny. And then I really love when Shannon does her costumes. She has the exaggerated teddy walk.
She, you know what? Not everyone can master this walk, but you're pretty close.
Yeah, she's like, and then she's got this look on her face. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I think
every season.
I know, but she's only as good as your last episode. She was good to me this episode.
She was great. She was great.
I have so many bigger fish to fry.
Well, I felt sorry for her.
Shannon's costume.
I felt sorry for her, like 100%.
I just felt.
But I love that, like, she was loving the chicken and crackers.
But then I didn't need to hear them talking about it so much, making the same jokes. I mean, if we go to fan thoughts, not everyone agrees with me. Someone thinks the chicken salad with Gina and Shannon was the best part of the entire episode. Gina was so mean to Shannon and Noella. All these comments are about Gina. I think Gina was being overly dramatic and insensitive.
Yep.
The cast is missing the sauce. They don't seem to connect.
Yeah.
Sadly, the most boring season yet. So I can say I wasn't bored this episode.
I wasn't bored, but they're missing the secret sauce.
They're missing organic friendships.
Yeah, and they don't have it. Nobody believes that Heather and Gina are best friends. Nobody believes that. Nobody does. If the show ends today, Heather will never call her again.
Of course not.
No. So, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's true.
If I was going to be friends with somebody outside of the show, Gina would be one of the people I'd want to be friends. Like, I think that she is.
I agree 100%. I think she's a cool chick. She's down to earth.
She's fun.
She's fun.
But they're not showing very much fun this season.
Well, it's a mixed cast. Like, it's totally.
Like, they're not laughing. No, everyone's, like, on edge.
Well, everybody's like afraid of Heather. And I feel this is my take on it. I feel like Orange County was in such a bad spot last year. So they brought Heather back thinking that she was going to be the holy savior and put the fear in all the cast members that, like, Heather's coming back. I mean, to this day, they still play that commercial. Hello, I'm back. Like, with Heather. Right. And it's like with the champagne. I'm like, stop with that. Like, you are creating the monster. Like, just stop. Like, it's an ensemble cast. Bravo is totally separated.
I know.
And made it sound like she's, like, the one that's going to come and save the show. And it didn't happen.
No. I mean, granted, there's other issues. If she would have been brought back and some of you guys were still there, I think it would be different because then she would be seeing eye to eye.
I agree.
People. And right now,
it's
not happening.
It's not happening.
So let's take a little break. And then when we come back, let's talk about Jersey.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back to talk a little bit about Jersey.
Oh my God, I just love Jersey.
I know. It's so fun to watch.
They have such a great cast. Everybody just, I don't know, they work off each other. The only thing I'm not feeling is Tiki Barber's, whatever. I don't even know her name.
Tracy?
I'm not feeling her. I don't feel that she's going to be back. I think she's sweet. I think she's lovely. I think she's beautiful. I just don't feel her in this group. The group is so good. Don't mess with it.
I know. I forgot she was in this episode. I think she was only in it for 1 second, and it was talking about Tiki.
Yeah.
About.
I mean, I think Tiki should be a housewife, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I did like the scene where he was throwing the football back and forth and all of that.
Oh, with Joe Gorga?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But yeah, that was, I don't know. It is what it is. I much prefer watch Marge Senior.
Oh my God. Marge Senior is amazing. I would love to see her date. I love seeing her. I love her relationship. I love that Marge Senior and Marge's assistant all have the same hair. They all have the same hair.
So,
and so many times good. I'm like, maybe a little low lights, but they all have the same platinum white hair. But
well, you know, they're doing what works for them.
I know.
Margaret decides not to invite Teresa to Marge Senior's party. Teresa said she doesn't care since she doesn't want to be around someone who is toxic and talks about her and Louie.
I probably wouldn't invite her either just because it's your mom's party, but everybody seems to love Marge Senior. Everybody seems to love, but this is an ensemble cast. I feel like she should have been there.
Here's the thing. I feel like this is such a rookie move. I remember not wanting to invite somebody to something my first season because I was like, it wouldn't make sense. In real life, I wouldn't invite this person because I'm mad at them or they hurt my feelings, right, or whatever it is. But you know you're going to have to address it the next event. And it doesn't
just
these events, let's not act like these are the most fun events ever. There's very real music.
There's no music. I mean,
this one they played a little bit of music.
Well, not the kind of music you can dance to or the kind of music you want to like hear. It's kind of like,
yeah,
Hungarian music, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, they allowed a small clip from that because I think they probably got it, you know, approved, but it really, really bugs me when a certain housewife, no matter who it is, gets caught up in this. It happens. Everybody does it, but it's like, we got to just like.
I feel like it was a very interesting, as far as production goes, that in editing, that they actually showed like flashbacks, black and white flashbacks of what went down when Marge Senior, came over to America and they showed the tanks and the war and all those things. I've never seen that in a Housewife show.
They did that actually on Beverly Hills for Rena's mom. They talked about, yeah. Wait, and I like when they add the context.
I do too.
And give you backstory, because then you start to really understand, you know, the people, everybody's history. And so I'm glad that Bravo's starting to do that. The party looked beautiful.
Now, did you watch last week's episode with Jackie and talking about her eating disorder? And then she carries it on to this week's episode where she actually has ice cream with her kids.
I thought the scene, like, my heart, you could see it in the kids' faces, like the happiness they felt.
I know.
So you could tell that, like, it's something that the kids.
It's heartbreaking. Totally heartbreaking.
And I mean, I know there was like a part of me that as I was watching it, I was like, I remember the feelings of when I had Cruz and I'd gotten to the place where I was like, I can't even be myself in front of my kids because of all of these, you know, negative thoughts and terrible things that I would say to myself.
Yeah.
And I said, I have to change my life because I can't let my kids see this.
Yep.
What I think is beautiful about showing everybody's journey on television is everybody's relationship with food and fitness is their own.
Yes.
Because something triggers somebody may not trigger you. There are certain things that, you know, ice cream, you saw her face change when they brought up pizza.
Oh, I know.
You know, like those types of conversations. I think that ultimately you have to find what works for you.
Yeah.
And I think she is starting to figure out what she thought was working for her wasn't.
And it's brave. I mean, so brave of her to talk about it, bring it up, try to get help.
And I think also, you know, the conversation that she's having with her husband, and because there's a lot of fear and there, I mean, I remember there was a time when I first, you know, started dating Edwin and, you know, there was a picture up of me in my sister's house and I remember pulling it down and like hiding it and like feeling like this shame about the way that I, you know, because I
were you at a healthy weight when you met Edwin?
I was probably, no, I, you know, had been over 200 pounds and then I had lost a bunch of weight when I was riding horses, but not in a healthy way. And then it wasn't until after I had Cruz that I started actually changing my life and not depriving myself and not being somebody who I do not count.
Is
calories.
That something that you did? I've never counted calories.
I don't count calories. Yeah. I don't count macros. I eat healthy, clean foods.
Yeah.
And I enjoy myself when I do it for enjoyment.
Yeah.
But I think there's a difference when I've been an overeater. And when I would eat certain things, it was more as to fill a hole and fill a sadness, which I try to focus. Like if I'm going to enjoy, if I want pasta, if I want a pizza, if I want ice cream, whatever it is, I want it to be something because I love it and I want to taste it. Not something that I'm doing in shame in my closet at midnight, sad and lonely and going through something.
Right.
So I think there's different ways to approach food and you have to find the way that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's like, if I get up and move my body, I know I'm going to be successful for the day.
Right. I mean, it's hard for her to acknowledge, accept everything that she's going through and try to get better for it. And she's very brave. And I commend her for that.
And I thought when she said about Jennifer, like, look at Jennifer. Jennifer doesn't have a care in the world as she is trying different foods. And I think it's important to see. And I think it's important for us all to reflect and go, whatever it is that our journey is with food, we have to talk about it. We have to think about it. And there's not one way for everybody, but there is a way that's going to work for you.
Totally.
And it's going to make you feel your best.
But she's beautiful. And I love that her husband has said, like, I don't care what weight you are. You're beautiful the way you are. And she's got the best support system, it seems like.
And her kids really love her. I really enjoyed watching the authenticity of that entire.
Yeah, it was good. Portion. It was great. I loved it.
Which brings us to where Melissa worries about Antonio since she doesn't want her to get depressed or be a rebel in high school like she did.
Yeah.
I mean, I think filming with a teenager is hard in general. Yeah. I never needed to do that, but you can tell like a part of her is just like, ugh. So that's where part of her irritation is coming out.
Well, everything that Melissa says, I could totally relate to this because I have a 16-year-old. Everything Melissa says, Antonio's like, really, mom? Are you kidding me, mom? Why are you saying that, mom? Why are you making me sound depressed? It's the same conversations I have with my daughter. It's like, no matter what you say, really, mom, don't say that. So I'm like, when I saw that, I'm like, thank God I didn't film with my kids. Like, thank God, because it comes off weird and it's so normal. I feel like so many people can relate.
Yeah. But you did see that her daughter started to get happier, like as she started doing some of the things that she loved. So it's, you see both sides, like as watching a show, as a parent, you're like, gosh, I want to be able to push my kids, but also how much is too much and blah, 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 all the things. So I like that this show shows you all the different sides.
There was a lot of family stuff on this there episode. There was a lot of family stuff. And at the end, they all go to Marge Senior's 75th birthday party. And I love that they walked in matching outfits. Super cute. Hungarian, the horny Hungarian table.
All right, I've got to get your take on this.
Okay.
I have to be really honest. I like the camaraderie between the men. I don't care about the men drama. I don't care that Joe Gorga is still upset at Bill.
Yeah.
Because of an emoji response. I agree with you.
I feel like it's taken to the next level. I love to see them out partying, having shots, having a good time, being bros. But I don't want to see men drama, because there's really not, men don't have drama. But
I've never, in all of my time of being with Edwin, I've never seen him get into an argument with one of his friends.
No.
Or one of my, let's even take it a step further. No. One of my girlfriend's husbands.
So he didn't go up to Mauricio and be like, hey, dude.
No.
Never going to happen.
So that part is like a little bit, it's like bothersome to me, because I'm like, ugh, this feels like a show.
Yeah, when they do that, it feels like a show. But I mean, I would have to say that I finally opened up my heart to Jennifer's husband. What's his name?
Bill.
You
haven't opened it up enough.
Not enough to remember his name, because most of the time he pisses me off. The looks on his face, the comments that he makes kind of pisses me off. But he like raised Marge Senior up in the chair. They were dancing and having fun. I'm like, oh my God, he does have a heart.
I think he really just pulled back because he was like, I'm not going to make this situation any better. There's nothing I'm going to say that's going to make what I did right.
Right.
There's nothing that I'm going to do that's going to make me justified. Like, there's nothing. So silence is the only answer.
I agree.
What about this comment though? Tracy says Teresa can't be mad at her, not Tiki. Dolores said Teresa doesn't fight with men. Margaret says Teresa puts men on a pedestal.
I don't know. To be honest with you, there's so many seasons of New Jersey that I didn't watch. But I mean, in general, it's kind of hard to fight with a man. Don't you think?
I mean, I personally have never gotten into arguments with a man that I, you know, not in a relationship with other than Denise's husband.
Oh, you got into a fight with him?
Well, it wasn't like a fight. I definitely got, but there was a point where he was doing this to me and Erica.
Like, wait, what?
You know, like puffing his shoulders. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? What?
Oh,
and I remember being like, that it was the kind of, I remember walking away and looking at Chris and just being like, what
just happened? Yeah.
Tell me that was worse in my head than it actually was. And, you know, you could tell that he was like that when, you know, the episode where he's leaving Kyle's house and he squeezes Denise's hand and says, I'm going to break her, whatever it says. Yeah. And they showed it, and you couldn't hear it, but they showed it on the closed captioning.
Yeah.
So I think there are certain men that like, I would never have planned to fight with a man, but that was a situation where like I could tell there was something, I didn't like his energy and I couldn't help myself.
Well, it's never good when a man fights with a girl on the housewife shows, or the guys fight, like, just, it's a housewife show. Let the girls do their shit. Don't get involved. So for me, it's like a big fat no. Like, just,
I also don't like it. Like, if a man is to the point where they're ready to argue with another wife, what are they doing with their own wife?
Exactly.
I don't like it.
Eddie would rather eat like worms. Like, he would be like, I ain't doing this. Like, this is ridiculous. I would never do this. Not even for a TV show.
Yeah. It's, you know.
Yes.
But I do hope that, you know, we're getting close to the moving into the new place with Louie.
What are your thoughts on that? Because the girl, like, obviously the girls, the children are very upset. This is the last place they had their dad in the house. And, you know, the girls do seem like they're on board with Louis.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're processing it as, I would be sad moving out of, if I ever had lived in a house that long, I'd be sad too. So, and, I mean, you can tell they have so many, like there's like baby toys they're getting rid of.
I know, it's bad. In the sausage machine, I don't think we're going to make any sausages. So I think we should get rid of this.
That felt like a real scene to me. That felt very organic to how they were feeling as well.
I mean, I don't know. I felt like that house is so outdated. Just be like, shut the door and go, bye.
Bye. But I think let's hope it works out.
I'm sure they have an amazing house they're going to move into. I can't wait to see it. But I think we need to move into New Jersey fan thoughts.
Fan thoughts. Fan thoughts are kind of the same as our thoughts.
Yeah, but I mean, it just kind of, you know, without Teresa and Jennifer, the girls would have nothing to talk about. I don't know if I believe that. I mean, there's a lot to talk about this season.
I do have to say that they're helping because Teresa has, you know, I love Teresa. I love watching Teresa. I do think there's been times this season where she's definitely creating drama.
I told you Teresa unfollowed me.
She still follows you.
And it wasn't anything bad. There was an article that was blown out of proportion, but I basically said like, you know, and I like Teresa. So Teresa, follow me again. I'm bummed. It was basically how Louis was showing all these affirmations and these cards and these multiple, you know, cards when she was on the girls' trip. Then, you know, when their anniversary. And I said, that gives me Brooks vibe. That's it. But I didn't mean it in a bad way.
That's why she unfollowed?
I don't know. I feel like I've always been a big supporter. I just wanted to be happy. I don't really care. I'm not here to judge her relationship.
No, and I really, and she was so fun at Andy's baby shower too. She I was like so her. Fun. But I think that it's been a hard season. Next fan thought is regarding Gia. If Gia is going to have confessionals, get involved in the drama, she's fair game.
She is.
What are your thoughts on that?
100% fair game. She's doing confessionals and she's getting involved. I mean, she's what, 21 now?
I don't know how old she is.
She's got to be in her 20s by this point. I mean, I don't personally love to see the kids get involved. It kind of takes me back to like Brianna and Vicky and all that. But I don't know. Maybe the fans love it. I'm not sure. I'm protective of children. So I'm like, I don't really feel like your kids should get involved. But she's grown up on the show. She knows it better than probably anybody. And I don't know. What I do love is Frank's relationship with Dolores.
Well, he's the voice of reason.
Always the voice of reason. And so much fun. Such a good guy. I just love them. I'm obsessed with both of them.
I know. And we're going to have Dolores on.
I know. I can't wait.
I am so excited. Let's do Housewife headlines because then we're out of time. Flew right by.
Okay. So Ebony says that only one Real Housewives of New York co-stars is willing to return with her on, I'm assuming the legacy. So Ebony Williams is speaking about the Real Housewives New York City reboot and revival. The first Black lead in New York City's history talked about her housewife's fate on the debut episode of Carlos King's. Again, Carlos King, he had her as a first. He is so good. Reality with Carlos King revealed which of her castmates allegedly blocked her attempt to save the show's current lineup. I was always willing to negotiate with my former castmates about what an ensemble future could look like, including all of us, she shared. They were unwilling to come to the table and meet with me halfway in the negotiations. And by they, Williams meant co-star Luann De Lesseps, Ramona Singer, and Leah McSweeney, which is kind of crazy because she did have the support of Sonia. And I guess they weren't willing to enter into a negotiation and coexisting with sharing space with myself and additional women outside of their particular New York world of bubble. So it sounds like to me that half the cast was like, you know what, Ebony, we want you out. We want you gone. They didn't want her back.
They thought if they all stood together,
that she would be gone. And she's actually like, out of all of them, she was on Watch What Happens Live the other day. She's getting all the press. So I'm thinking she's going to be on, maybe not the legacy show. She's going to be on the reboot show is what I think.
Oh, yeah. I think she's going to stay on Real Housewives of New York.
You think so?
Yes. She's not going to be on the one with Luann.
So basically everything all the other girls did as far as the reunion went where they wouldn't film and they didn't want to be with her backfired in their face.
Of course it backfired. Bravo
will not negotiate that way. Absolutely not. Like, so they pretty much screwed themselves, which is why they'll probably have 6 to 8 episodes on Peacock.
Oh,
like it's
well, be careful what you wish for, right? And Bravo is a way of like, if you're trying to demand something or you're trying to tell us how we should run the show, it's going to
back. They're going
to
check you.
They're going to check
you. They're going to check you.
Yep. They're going to check you. Boom.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week to Two Teas in a Pod, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.